Okay, let's begin Bava Basra. We're here for about 6 months now, guys. All right, 176 daf. So we got a long haul here. So Mitzvah Hashem, let's begin with a lot of excitement. Hashutvim.
Every Rashbam,
yeah, exactly right. Fine. So the Masechta begins. Hashutvim sheratu lasos mechita bechatzer. Two partners. They own a land. Rashi points out on top here. Sheish land chatzer b'shutvim. They own in partnership a courtyard. Ubadei shneim psuchim l'tocho. Whenever you see a chatzer is always where a house leads into the chatzer. We're going to get more involved in that. So we have a chatzer that we're sharing. We're in two sides of the courtyard. V'chol chatzeros sheshanu chachamim v'fnei abatim heim v'rov tashmishin b'chatzer. So most, all the houses led into a chatzer, and most of the work that they would be doing would be in the chatzer. It'd be a very open area. People would, I don't know, grind in their mill there and play with their kids there. So that was the chatzer. So now they wanted to divide it. Lasos mechitza, put a division up there. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah says you have to be bonin es hakozel be'emtza. You have to build a wall, the fence in the center. Makam shenagu livnos. Now if it's a area where they're makbid and what the fence should look like, there has to be one type of fence. So if it's a place, nagu livnos gvil, it's a certain type of sized brick, we'll see in a moment, or gazis, or kfisin, or levenim. These are four types of sized bricks. So then bonin, hakol kaminag amadina. You have to build whatever that minag is. That they say all our walls have to be brick and six tvachim thick. That's how you have to build it. And gvil zeh nosein shlosha tvachim, zeh nosein shlosha tvachim. So if it's in an area where they build a gvil, which is a six tefach wide brick, so each party has to give three tvachim worth of a brick, and the other one three tvachim wide, and the whole wall is now six tvachim wide. And then let's say the minhag is to use the gaz is a smaller brick. So zeh nosein tvachayim umechitza. So this guy gives 2.5 tvachim of his land and the stones on top. Zeh nosein tvachayim umechitza. And the other guy gives 2.5 tvachim of his land to build this fence in the center. If it's bekfisim, the Mishnah says zeh nosein tvachayim. Zeh nosein tvachayim. Bekfisim is ready. The shorter. It's only 2 tvachim from each. And finally, b'levenin zeh nosein tafach umechitza. B'zeh nosein tafach umechitza. If it's levenim, they only have to give 1.5. Tefach on each side. And lefichach, therefore, since they're all both giving up equal amounts of their property in stones, imnaf lakosel, if the wall falls, hamakom v'havanim shel shneim, they could split the properties half-half, and all the stones that fell are going to be split evenly as well. So before we go ahead, look at the first Tosos in the daf. Tosos writes, hashutvin, kula nizikin chad masechti. All nizikin, he's really referring to the three babas. All babas is one point in time, one long masechta, around 400 daf long. And kedamrinan bahagozo kama b'per kama davodazara. Now, even if it hadn't been one, let's say the babas were three different masechtas. So what is a shutvin? What's it piggybacking off? What's the connection of Baba Basra to Baba Metzia? So I already mentioned this when we did Baba Metzia. So jump to the bottom of Tosos. Tosos explains here, V'omeri, the last seven lines or so, the re explains the Hainu time, and the reason why Hashutvin is Baba Basra comes into this topic. Mishum dekaya hach pirka deleil. It's going to the last parak of Bamatzia, which discusses Abayis v'Haliyah. So shnaim shenaflu cholkim be'etzim. If their house falls, so they have to split the avanim, the rocks up properly. So here too as well, we're talking about a building of wall, and if the wall falls over, so you split it up accordingly. So that's why the Mishnah Shutvin is the first one in Baba Basra. So now the Mishnah says, halfway down the Mishnah, v'chein begina, the same halach applies to a gina, Malkum Shinagu Ligdur Mechayavin also, in an area where it's customary to build. Again, the Gemara is going to explain, elaborate more on the topic here, but just simply speaking, so too, if you have a garden, a gin is a garden, a place where they have a custom to build a fence, so Mechayavin also, you could obligate your partner to split the gin up and to build a fence. And Aval Bibika, if it's a Bika, so look at Rashi what Bika means. Bika means stay halavan, which is a white field literally, which refers to grains, wheats, and barley. When you look at it, it looks all white. After everything dries, it looks very white. So if you have a Bika, which is a sade lavan, so the halacha is, says the Mishnah, if it's a makum shenagu ligdor, mechayven also, sorry, I skipped a line there, Aval Bibika, makum shenagu shelo ligdor, ein mechayven also. In a bika, if it's a minag, if it's a place where they did not have a custom to build walls, you can't split up your cornfield and your wheat fields. So what do you want to do? So ella imratza konis latoch shalo ubone vosachadis mibuchas. Now these cases of a bika, and Nagin are not referring to Shutvin. We'll see in the Gemara is going to explain. Not where we're partners in a property, but our gardens are adjacent to each other. And I don't want you looking into my yard, and I don't want you looking into my wheat field. So when it comes to a Gina, so if it's a place where the Munig was to build a fence, so I could force you to give up some of your property to build a fence, because you're gaining just as well as I'm gaining. But when it comes to a Bika, if it's a place that there is no such custom, the Gemara is going to learn about what if there is a custom. But in a place where there is no such custom to build a fence, but I want to protect my field, I don't want anyone seeing all the property that I have. So the lach is ein mechayvin, so we don't obligate him. Ella im ratza kones latoch shelo ubonev ose chazitz mibuchutz. Unless what I do, I have to build a fence entirely on my property. So if it's a gvil, I need to put 6 tefachim in my property. And it exists, whatever it is, it all comes into my property. Now there's a concern. Let's say the wall falls over. The guy's going to claim, oh, half the wall is mine. So he's going to take some of the stones. So that's why the Mishnah says you have to build a chazis, which the Gemara will explain what that means, a symbol, a sort of sign of the outside, which indicates that you it was yours. You know, if you build like a picket fence, so there's one side that's flat, the other side has the row. You can see like the row side. So normally you have the nicer part, on the outside, so you see the looks from the outside, but the raw part is on the inside, so when it falls over, you could see, you know, where it fell and who owned that fence, who gets the right to that wood. Same thing with the stone, wherever that chazis is, if it's on the outside, that chazis, that indicates that it was the person on the inside who built the fence, and all those stones are his to collect. Then the Mishnah says, "Lifichach, therefore, im nafla kosa. If that wall falls down, hamakum v'havanim shelo. The person who has a chazis on the outside, it's all his property and it's all his stones. Now, im asumidash shneim. Let's say they both agree that we want to put a separation between our two wheat fields. So then, bonenes kosa b'emsa. So you would build the field in the center, and v'osin chazis mikan mikan. You have to place this symbol on the outside of both fences and both sides." And therefore, when it falls, you see, oh, there's two chazises here, the two symbols. So therefore, the fikachim nafal kosa, if the wall falls, hamokum v'avanim shel shnem. The area and the stones are both theirs. Fine. So this is the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to analyze the Mishnah now. So firstly, the Gemara says, svarua my mechitza guda. When the Mishnah says that Shutvin want to make a mechitza, what does mechitza mean? All of us would answer, mechitza means a wall. We want to build a wall. So how do you build a wall? So the Gemara explains, if it's this type of material, that type of material. So if you look at Rashi, rather Tosos writes here, Svarua, very important understanding just how words are used in the Gemara. Svarua, my mechitza guda. What does the word Svarua mean? So he says, he doesn't explain this, he will in just a moment. Svarua is almost always an initial suggestion that will be rejected at the end. Svarua is saying, we're going to go through this mahalach, but no, that's not going to be accepted at Lamaskana. So Tosos writes here, Afagav dilvasov ka'i, even though in the end this answer actually stands, this is the final psak. Kamar svarua. They still use the word svarua here, even though this is not a typical usage of the word. Lefiz shezel lashon eino ikir machmas pircha to the kamar v'dichi ba'amahu. This is not, this sugya right now that we're learning is not the actual ikir presentation. We're going to see later on in Ika da'amri, which is really the ikir presentation. It's even though the concept that mechitza means guda, that means wall, will be accepted, it's this presentation won't be accepted, even though that concept will be accepted. That's what Tosa says at first.
Like as part of the question, as opposed to the dilemma, like where you ask it and then you start it as part of the answer.
I'm not sure why, when, which one's accepted. Svarua seems like it's more, just the way it's presented, sounds like it's more of a reason to accept it, even though it's rejected. Ilema sounds just like laying up, it's like a layup. Right. It's setting up for a nice serve down. Svarua, we really had a strong havmina that this would be final, but the Gemara wants to tell you it's not going to be accepted. That's my guess as to what it would be. Fine. So the Gemara says, so how do you know mechitza? The word mechitza means a guda, a wall. So Kitatani, the quote of Braisa here. The Braisa says, mechitzas hakarim shenifrita. If I have my vineyard, my wine, my grapes going, and you have your wheat growing next to me, and there's a wall in between. The halacha is that we normally think that whenever there's any crossbreeding between grapes and wheat, it's an issur kalayim. The truth is, it's if there's a wall and you have the grapes mamish up until the wall and there's wheat up until the wall, there's no issur of kalayim. It's only if there's a no separation.
But
four tefachim. If there is no wall, you need four tefachim. But if there is a wall, you can have them grow mamish up to the wall. All you need is a wall. And there are many halachas, the Gemara in Erevin uses the walls being built for Kalayim as a model for building walls of Erevin. So if you have a wall that's like this, but not really a wall, you just have a Tzuras HaPesach, one pole here, one pole here, and a pole on top. That's actually a wall for the purposes of climb. Even though they're mixing up down below, it's a halachic wall is all you need. So let's say you built a wall between your kerem and the guy's chita. So nifrita, now it breaks, there's a breach. So omer lo gedur, we tell the guy you have to build a fence. So now who are we telling to build a fence here? So we'll look in Tosas, look at Rashi rather. Rashi writes, Omer lo lebal hakerem. We tell the owner of the grapes, he has to build a fence. Gedur, I'll tell you, build it. Shlo yasa gefanecha es tuas hasad mishim klaim. Because we know wheat grows straight. It's not impacting the grain, the grapes. The grapes are overgrowing, so the guy is the mazik. The one who owns the grapes, he's being mazik, so he has to rebuild that fence. So we tell him, Gedur, the Gemara says, Gedur, build a fence. Chazav nifritza, and then it again breaches again. Omlo Gedur, we tell him again to build a fence. He continues to build it, it breaches it, it builds it. He's not chayv anything, the Gemara says. Nisiyayish, if he finally gives up, he said, this is enough already. The wall keeps breaking, I'm not building the wall anymore. So nisiyayish imanu, once he gives up hope, he's miyayish in rebuilding the wall, below Gadra, and he doesn't build the fence anymore. So the Baal Kerem, hareze kidesh, so now any of the tevua, the grains that mix it with the grapes, is going to be kidesh, which is a lashon of kalayim, it's usher to eat. The chayiv ba'achrayus, and it's chayiv now, he has to pay. He damaged the guy's property. I, as the Baal Kerem, have to pay any damage I did to his wheat. Fine, so that's the Bryce. We're going to, we'll talk about the Bryce in just a second. Let's just get the flow here for a moment. The Gemara analyzes, time of the ratzu. So only, no, I'm sorry, that was the point. So we'll get to that in a second. So right now we have that, we see that mechitas akerem is clearly referring to a wall. It's referring gedor, to build a fence. So mechita means build a wall. So to our mission when it says, and we take this for granted, we know this is so simple, but the Gemara didn't. So it says that ratzu lasos mechitza, it means build a fence, gedor, build a fence. That's what we learn from this Gemara. There's so many interesting things to learn from this brisa, by the way. I remember when I learned this in the Shana Aleph and HaKotel, so we learned Belbas, we learned HaShutvin, and all the Achorim want to know why they brought a brisa to prove this. There are apparently many Mishnayos that prove this point as well. If you look at Tosos Dirmasal Kidetanya, he writes, Mechitas HaKerem Shenifritza Yesh Svarm Degarsi Detanan. Some have a Girsa of Mishnah, but there are other Mishnayos that are clear as to Mechita means a wall. So why are they quoting a brisa? We always quote Mishnayos over brisas. So the Ramban answers, if I remember correctly, he says, because this brisa is very chaviv. Because chaviv, because it talks about dina de garmi, indirect damage. So it's a very special halacha. We know the chacham have the concept of whenever there's a drasha that's chavivim to them, they like to teach things that are very endearing to them. So there's a, he quoted in the back, the Rashash's son, Rav Moshe, the Ramash. So he writes in the back, I haven't seen this in a while, that Ramban said it was just chaviv to the Ramban. Ramban had a sefer on Dina Degarmi. So for him it was Chaviv. But that wasn't really the true answer. That's what he had said. I thought it was a bit of a strange answer. But that's what we learned. So anyways, so why did they... So this is the Brisa Gita Tanya. So look at... Should we do Tos in the bottom? How are we doing with time right now? We're doing great. So let's look at Tos in the bottom here. Dira Maschel Omer Lo Gedor. So he says Omer Lo Gedor. So you tell the Mazik, the Baal Kerem, to go build a fence because you're damaging the guy's property. Perish the Baal Kerem, the Hu HaMazik, as we said, the Arba Amos, like Andy said, Sharmu Laharchik Hu Bishul HaVodas HaKerem. You need to have four Amos of separation, or build a wall. So now look at two lines down in Tosa. He says, Omer Ri. The Ri says, Dilahachi Katani Omer Lo Gedur, Velo Katani Chayv Ligdur. Why don't you say he's Chayv to build a fence? Why do you say we tell him? Why do you tell him that's the din? Why do you have to articulate, go build a fence? Just say he's Chayv Ligdur. There's actually a requirement to warn the guy. You have to give him a hasra. If you don't warn him, build a fence, so he's not chayv to pay. So fascinating. So the guy's chayv to, he's causing you damage. Unless you give him a warning, he's not chayv to pay. Hasra, the only time you have hasra is when it comes to bebezdin, and when it comes to dinei iser, when it comes to isurim that are involved here. So too, says the Tosos, we have to give the guy a hasra before he's chayv to pay any money, any mazik. We know nezik is also an iser. It's an iser to be mazik. So you have to give the guy a fair warning. Not just saying you're chayv to build it, and if you don't build it, you pay. We are warning you. This is your fair warning that you have to build it. That's what Tosis writes. Then he writes further. Go down one more line here. Two more lines, actually. He says, umisafka l'ri. The reason not sure. Imsarch l'hasroso kolsha. Oshem asagi betray zimne. You have to warn the guy every single time. He falls and two times is enough, and after that, the guy's already understood. It's like the Hasra case, a Chaver. A chaver who's a Talmud Chacham doesn't need to be warned because he knows the halacha. So too, the guy's been warned twice. Do you need to continue to warn him or not? So that's a suffix in the Ri. And it has to do with the lumdus probably of Hasra. What's the need for Hasra? The machlokas Hasra. The simple reading of the Gemara is Hasra is Ein... Exactly. The only difference is Lahavchim Ben Shogi Lemezid, to know whether he was done intentionally or not. So Chaver, a guy who knows, he knows. He's certainly done Ben Mezid. He knows the halacha. So you don't need to give him Hasra a third or fourth time. But the other understanding of the Hasra is, you know, we've mentioned this probably in the past, is Rav Salvechik was Mechadish based on a Tosfos that Hasra is supposed to create the Maisa Ver, make it worse. If you do a Maisa Ver, even though you know it's wrong, it's one thing. If you do a Maisa Ver in front of your Rebbe, in front of a Hasra, in the face of a Hasra, that makes the Aver even worse. So Hasra is saying, this is the severity of the Aver. I'm giving you a warning, and if you do the Aver anyways, that really is a very severe Aver. That's why every Aver requires Hasra, to show that it's really a merit, it's really a rebellion that this guy is doing. So if it's understanding of a merit, a type of rebellion, so maybe that's why the Re thinks maybe you should give a Hasra each time it happens, even though he knows the Lacha. Each time a Shas Mais, it has to be very right miyad. Right. The Mais has to be done right away for it to be Chayav.
This is not big enough.
So, no, so maybe that's the I hear, here is not, it's passive. It's a good point. Okay, I hear that. Fine, let's go weiter. Anyway, so we learn from the Gemara that the word mechitza means to build a fence. That's what we learn from this Braisa. There's actually another interesting Tosas on top here. Can we do a lot of Tosasim? You guys okay with that today? Yeah? Okay, we have plenty of time. So Tosas writes on the top here, Nisyai Shemanu Velo Gadru. The guy says, you know what, I'm sick of building this fence. I'm done. I'm not building the fence. So at that point, he's chai for anything that happens with his grapes growing over into the wheat. Says Tosos, Dafka Nisyai, only if he gives up hope. About Lo Nisyai, if he doesn't give up hope, Vyose calls Shal Ligdor. He's busy building. He's a slow builder. He can't afford to get a contractor. So he's doing it on his own. He's doing brick by brick by brick, very slowly. But the grapes are busy growing into the guy's property. So if he's Lo Nisyai, Vyose calls Shal Ligdor. He's busy building the fence. Apa Pisha Hosef Masayim, even though it ends up adding the grapes, are adding some flavor into the wheat, mutter, that's still mutter, and there is no iser there. Even though it's mamish, overgrowing into it, and mixing, crossbreeding, there's no iser, so long as he's osik in it. So what's the reason? That's such a strange svara. It created climb. It created, there is crossbreeding there. So look at the end of this Tosos. He writes, Hatam, the reason for this is, Yesh Lefari, she's suggesting, Mishum Dechsiv, the Pasuk says, Lo Sizra Karmecha Kalayim, Dumir Dezriya Denichle. It has to be something that you plant that you are happy with, that you're okay with. The guy's not okay with this. The guy wants to build a fence. He's just a little bit slow about getting to it. But he doesn't want the kerem and the chita to mix together. So since it's lo nichalei based on this pasuk, it's not a violation of the iser and will not create kalayim. Even though it does physically create kalayim, halachically it's not considered kalayim.
Don't we say that midoraisa from lechayim and kalayim if you throw mepolsiyata?
According to Rav Yoshia, his understanding is you need mepolsiyata of zera, chita, sora, and gefen, right? So that's kind of Yoshe. But still, everyone, even though that's an initial planting, I think we assume if it overgrows, I think the Gemara's all over say that you are chayv with that as well.
If you eat something that came from this, you still be chayv, no?
No, you're not, you are allowed to eat. You are allowed to eat. For example,
pomelo,
grapefruit.
No.
Grapefruit is from pomelo and an orange.
Right.
So you are allowed to eat.
But isn't by Geffen, isn't it during the
Sarhanata? Oh, yeah, but by Geffen and Chita, that is the only time it's Kadesh. The Patek says you have to pen Tuktash, you have to burn it.
Right.
But by all other things.
He's not even over.
He's not even over. It's no Isser, and they're allowed to eat it even in this case. Okay. We'll do one more Tosos, and then we'll go by it. Fine. Tosos says, V'chai b'achriuso. So at that point, the guy gives up hope to build the fence, so then you're chayev to pay any damage. You can't recognize it. You look at wheat. You can't tell that there's some grape. It's not a purple wheat. I don't know, but I'm trusting Tosos. There's no, it's not purple, the wheat, so you can't recognize it. So we know, Hezek Shein Nikker, we paskin to Machlokas. But we paskin Hezek Shein Nikker, Eino Lo Shmei Hezek. So it says Tosos, Nir Luri, Dehai Chashiv Hezek Nikker. This is actually considered recognizable. Sharei Nikker Hu Shu Klayim. You might, when you cut it and you see the wheat independently, you can't recognize it. But if you look at the field and the grapevines are overgrowing, so that's considered a hezek nicker, and that's why you're chayav to pay. Okay, let's go to the Gemara.
The way nicker always works, then, meaning it's not once it's separated, it's
even at the time.
Okay, b'shas nezek, that's how you define it, I guess, right. So the other examples of hezek shein nikar that we have is being mefagel, pigel. The kohen has a bad machshava, no one can recognize what goes on. Or a person is...
Tamei tahara,
exactly. You don't recognize the guy's tamei, he's not walking around in black. Right. So those things. But this, I guess, b'shas hezek, even though later on you can cover that up, still, Shas Nezek, I guess that's a Chiddush Tosfos. He thought initially, no, it has to always be recognizable. Chiddush is, but Shas Nezek, if it's Nikr at one point in time, it's always considered Hezek Shenikr. And now the Gemara says two lines down. Taima deratzu, only because they both agreed to build a fence. Do they build a fence? Halaratzu ein mechayven oso. But if they both don't, they don't agree to it. They're sharing a courtyard. It's a partnered courtyard. If they both don't agree, then we cannot obligate the other guy to split up the property. Alma, we see from here that hezek riya lav shmei hezek. Seeing in someone's property is not considered hezek. The guy says, "Wait a sec, I want to do private things in my courtyard, and you're looking at me. What I'm doing here? I want to go swimming in my pool. Put a little above ground pool, and you're giving me a hard time here. So let's build a fence." He goes, "No, I don't want a fence. I'd rather us have this large property work together with." You cannot obligate him to build it. If you want to go out in the pool, that's for you. But I could watch you whenever I want. Because hezek riya lav shmei hezek. So the Gemara says, so how come you're assuming, how come the Gemara assumes that mechitza really means to build a wall? Maybe, Ema, let's suggest mechitza really means plugsa. They want to make a division. So the way the Mishnah should be read is that shnayim shutfen shiratu lasos mechitza. They want to do a division, not a wall. They want to divide the property up in half. Nothing to do with a wall. So that's what's going on. Let's read the Mishnah now, the Gemara says. Maybe mechitza means they want to make a division of property. Kidichsiv, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk that appears in Bamidbar. It says, "Vatihi mechatas ha'eda," and it's half the eda. They split the eda up in half. So mechatas means division. Mechitza means division. Doesn't mean a wall. The kevan deratzu, only because they want to divide the land. Once they decide to divide the land, that this half is mine, that half is yours, then mechay, then bonin sakosil ba'karcho. Then once I'm having my half owned by me exclusively and your half owned by you, I could force you to build a wall even though you don't want to. Alma, we have the opposite conclusion. Hezek riya shmei hezek. So according to this reading, is once we decide to divide our property in half, this 50% is mine, that 50% is yours. So all we have is a flat courtyard right now, but we could draw a line here. So then the Mishnah says, once we agree to divide it, then you can obligate the guy to build the wall. Even though he doesn't want to build the wall, he just wanted to divide the land. Once we have private property, I can force him to build a wall and sharing it, because Hezek Riya is called Hezek. I don't want you watching what I'm doing in my yard, and we could enforce him. That's the Gemara suggestion. So again, the Machlokes is how to define Mechitza, and then that will dictate whether or not Hezek Riya is called Hezek or not. Fine. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that was really the read of the Mishnah, Hai shiratu lachsots mechitza, that's the Mishnah's language. It really should have said shiratu lachsots mibarle. The proper Hebrew would be, let's divide. Let's not, you don't say, let's make a division. You say, let's divide the land. You don't make a division. You can say that, but that's, the Mishnah's always more terse as much as possible. So the fact that it doesn't say, let's divide the land, indicates that it's not referring to an act of dividing, it's referring to building a structure. So elamai, it must be guda, it must be, let's build a wall. So the Gemara says, if it's really mechita means build a wall, so then bonin is hakosel, bonin osami barle. So the mission, the way the Mishnah reads is, reading the Mishnah inside, it says, ashutven shiratu lasas mechita. People want to build a wall. So then it says, it should say later on, that, where's the line? The bechater, bonin oso, we build it. If I say a sentence, I said, Andy and I want to build a wall, so the Mishnah says, build it. We don't say, we want to build a wall, so build a wall. That's the repetitive. Building it is the way you would speak. So how come it doesn't say bonin oso? So the fact that it says bonin kosel seems to indicate that the word mechitza used earlier is not referring to wall. It means it should be read, you want to divide the land, so the Mishnah says build a wall. So what's pshat? What?
You mean like a partition or something?
That's a good answer. Very good. So very good. The Gemara says, excellent. Gemara says, no, itana osa, had we said osa, which meant we're reading the Mishnah, let's make a mechitza. So the Mishnah would say, build it. So weird, what does it mean? So you would think, like Tani suggested, havi amina, b'mesipas ba'alma, some type of partition, which Gemara says, like little, like, you know, I always think of the Mishnah in Tama talks about, they have a different area of the, one of the lishchos, I forget which lishcha it is. Beis Aftinas, whichever one it was. There was half Kodesh, half Chol of one of the Lishchos in the Beis HaMikdash. And then Mesipos, little partitions in the middle. Reminds you of the Midtown Tunnel, you know, there's little like, or any tunnel where it has like little red markers in the middle that blocks don't go over. You could drive over it if you want. You could just hit over it, but it's going to be some level of partition. And when I think of that, then I think of my Talmidim who went on a date. I probably mentioned this before also. He took his, now his wife, but at the time they were dating, his first date, took her out somewhere in the city, and he's driving the Midtown Tunnel, and he starts hitting the middle while he's on the date. He's very, very nervous. That's what I always think of when I see when I think of Mesipus. So he was able to overcome the stress of that first date. So she was very impressed. So anyway, so then I have him.
She drives though.
Right. So it could have been Mesipus, but I'm a man, just like little poles blocking a partition, but not a real wall. So Kamash Milan, the Mishnah says, Kosel. No, when you agree to build a mechita, it means a real mechita, a real structure, a real kosel, a real wall. Okay. So Gemara now says, Bonin is a kosel b'emsa. So when you do build this wall between the two of them, so you build it in the center. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course, if we both agree to build a fence, why would I put it more on my property or more on your property? It's an obvious halacha, you'd build it in the center. So Gemara rather says, Lotzvicha dekadim chad virat lechaver. One guy says to the other partner, he really coerced the other guy to build a fence. The guy gave in, okay, I'll help you build a fence. The guy says, Mal the same, I would have thought, Matzi Amarlei, the guy says, the guy who was convinced to partake in the wall, he said, Matzi Amarlei, he would have said, Kisratzi lecha bavira. I agree that you could block my airspace. So now you can't see my property, I can't see into your property. I only gave up my airspace, my vision. But b'tashmishasa lo asratza, I never gave up my use of my land lecha. That much I didn't agree to. Kamash mila, no, once you agree to build a wall, even though you didn't understand this way, the lacha dictates that you have to give up your property as well. Not only your airspace, not only your vision, but even your property is going to go 50-50 towards this wall. So Gemara now wants to analyze this halach of Hezekiah lav shmei Hezek. Is it really true that the damage of seeing into someone's property is not really considered damage? So Gemara is going to go through a number of different prices proving otherwise, and the Gemara is going to then explain how it does. It is consistent. So the Nemanak is Simen Gina Kosa Kofin Cholkin Chalonos de Rav Nachman. Okay, Toshma.
What is the Hezek?
The Hezek. So the Gemara is going to have different type of examples here. But just private property. I want to do whatever, I know, I have to make sure I'm dressed properly. I'm doing certain things that are intimate, so you can't look into my property, so it's not fair. Or it could be Ein Hara, we'll see in a moment. If I have a beautiful garden, if you're looking into my backyard, if there's beautiful trees and orchards and vines, it's going to be Ein Hara. Or if it's in my house, my bias, so I'm doing things that are private, you shouldn't be looking in my window. So Chatzir, which is not as private and intimate, there's still certain things. A guy might walk around in shorts in his yard, but he wouldn't walk in shorts outside of the house. So things like that might be considered, that would be Hezekiah. That's what it would be. So Gemara says, let's go through different cases of how Hezekiah may be considered Ria, Hezek rather. So Tashma, V'chein Begina. So the Mishnah said, the same halacha applies to Gina as well. So what's the Kasha here? So if you look at Rashi, is that Rashi? That's Rashi. Okay. So either way, we say the same thing by Gina as well, that we have you could force the guy to build a wall. That implies that Hezekiah is considered a Ria. It's rather considered Hezek. By the fact that you have to force the guy to build a wall by the Gina, sounds like Hezekiah is considered Hezek. And the Gemara says, you can't bring me a Raya from Gina, because remember, the Mishnah said, the Chain Begina, we said Stam, the case of a Gina is, Markum Shinagu Ligdor Mechaivnoso. A Gina is a place where the Stam Markum is to build a fence. The fact that I could force you to build a fence with me implies that Hezekiah is considered a Hezek. And the Gemara says, you can't bring me a rye from Gina because a garden is a completely different level. Gina shiny. Why is a garden different? Kid the Rabbi Abba, Dama Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Osir la'odim lamud b'sadeh chavera, b'sadeh chavera, b'shah shehi omedes b'kmoseh. Osir for a person to look into a guy's yard when it's full, when it's fully ripe, when it's full of all the grains. Why? What's the reason for this? So Rashi explains, also Adam Shiyamod, one liner here, Shelo Yazikena Ba'ayin Ra. We learned Ayin Hara at the end of last Masechta. The concept of looking at someone's property is an Ayin Hara, so therefore, Gina is different, because you're growing your produce, you're growing your grains. If a person looks at how much I have, it's going to be an Ayin Hara. That can be used as a model for a Chatzar. There's no Ayin Hara in a Chatzar. It's just my privacy, but it's not any Ayin Hara. There's nothing that's growing. There's no property of mine that's going to be subject to Ayin Hara.
Well,
So that's why Gina is not proof. But Ein Hachanami by Gina, everyone agrees you can force to build a fence because of Ein Hara, but not because of Hezekriya. Gemara says, what do you mean? But V'hachain Katani? Doesn't say V'chain? It seems to indicate that they're equated. That Gina has the same halacha as a Chatzir. So it should be equivalent that you can enforce it. It's even though they might be different, but just like you could enforce a Gina because of Ein Hara, you should also be able to enforce a Chatzir because of Hezekriya. Gemara says, no. Agvil of the Gazis. The chain, the connection between Chatz and Gina is not in terms of the concept of Hezekriya. It has to be when you build a fence, what halachas you have to follow. So if the minhag of the Medina is to build a certain type of stone, that's the stone that you have to build. But not that they're the same underlying reason of Hezekriya. So then the Gemara brings another proof. Toshma. Kosel Chatzir Shenafel Mechayvenoso Livnos Ad Arba Amos. A guy has a wall between the two courtyards, it falls over. You have to force him to build it up until Dal Amos. Dal Amos, around 6 feet, that's considered blocking any vision. So we see from here that you are Mechayv Oso. You Mechayv the guy to build it, to build a fence. Hezek Riyas Shmei Hezek. Mar says, no, Nafal Shiny, it fell over. Because they were used to having a wall in between. If there's never a wall between the two properties, so then you cannot enforce it. Hezek Riyas is not called the Hezek. But now these guys were accustomed to having a wall in between. And I walked around in my shorts in my yard. You walked around in your shorts. Now the wall's broken and we could see each other in our shorts. I don't want you seeing me in my shorts. So that's going to be a problem of Hezek Riyah because we were accustomed to working that way. But that's no proof to, in general, that Hezek Riyah is called Hezek. Gemara says, so Nafal Shiny. No, you can't bring me a rye from falling. Nafal's a completely different case. Gemara says, but the Karile, my Karile. What was the Havmina? The Karile, my Karile means, what was the Havmina to ask such a question? It was so obvious. We knew the case of a fallen wall is much more intimate time or area than without there is a wall. Of course, if you're used to working with a wall in between, it falls over. Of course, you have to rebuild it. How would you ever think to bring that as a proof that if there never was a wall, we could force you to build a wall? So Gemara says, you're right. We never really had a Havmina. We wanted to just quote the Brisa because really the Seif is Tzirchle. We just used that as a springboard because we really wanted to ask the question from the next stage of the Brisa. What's the next stage of the Brisa? Which says, Midal Amos Ulamala Ein Mechayv Noso. When you rebuild a wall, you can only rebuild up until Dal Amos, unless they both agree to build a 10 Amos wall again. But let's say initially they had a 10 Amos wall, and then it fell over. The guy said, listen, I don't have the money to spend for another 10 Amos wall here. I'll help you with a 4 Amos wall. So then we could say, okay, you could, 4 Amos, we can enforce the guy to pay, but above 4 Amos is unnecessary. You don't need the green monster to go between two courtyards. It's enough to have Dal Amos is enough to protect from any Hezekriya that you're used to beforehand. But either way, this conversation is only talking about when there had a pre-existing wall and it fell over, can you enforce to rebuild the wall? But a regular case of a flat courtyard that one day I wake up, I want to build a wall, I can't enforce it because there's no din of Hezekriya. Hezekriya lo shmei Hezek. Gemara now says Tashma brings another raya from a different brisa. Maybe it might be even a mishnah later on. Kofenos so livnos beis shar videlos lachatzer. So you could force the guy to build a beis shar, and what's a beis shar and videlos? So Rashi explains here. Look at Rashi on 8 narrow lines up. Beis hashar is shabonim kosel neged hashar agul saviv. You build a wall around the gate to the entrance. Veosin abosu hekev pesach katim natad. And there's a little doorway. Mishum hezek rios bnei rishis rab mishlo yira toch hachatzer. You have to build a little fence. There's a gate to the courtyard, but the people are passing by. You live on, Woodmere Boulevard, let's say. You live on Peninsula, more likely. And you want people seeing in your front yard, so you build a fence, and you force the guy to build some type of fence in front of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's a chiyuv. So the Gemara says, so clearly we see from here that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. Shma Amina, Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. Gemara says, no, Hezek at the Rabbim Shiny Udiyachid Lo. No, that's because he lived in Peninsula Boulevard, so everyone could see inside, so that's where you could enforce it. There's much more serious Hezekriya when everybody's looking inside. If you know I live somewhere where it's quiet, we have two, it's only me and you. So I'm careful if I know you're not home, so I can walk outside in my shorts, and you the same way. But in front of Peninsula Boulevard, where I can never, people are always walking by, I can never be protected from everybody, so then I can enforce you to build such a wall, so the Rabbim are not mazik me by looking inside. But a regular case of Hezekriya of a Yachid, lav Shmei Hezek. Then the Gemara quotes another Braisa, Tashma. Ein chod kinesachatzer achi bo dal amos lazeh, vidal amos lazeh. Lach is when you flip a chatzer that we both own, that we're partners in, you can only divide it if we each have a dal amos to walk away with. Because that's the definition. The smallest definition of a chatzer is dal amos. So if it's 8 amos, square feet, let's say, really, I guess we have 4 by 8. So it's 4 by 8. So then we split up 4x4 to each of us, so then you're allowed to split up the chatzar. But less than that, where we walk away with less than 4x4, dal amos of chatzar, you cannot split it up. So the Gemara says, ha yesh ba, k'dei lazeh v'k'dei lazeh. If there is enough of 4 amos for each of us to have a chatzar, then chokin, you're allowed to divide it. So we see that you could, only time you ain't chokin, the only time you cannot enforce a division of a mechita is when there's not enough to go around. But if there is enough to go around, there is dal amos for each of us in our chatzar, then you can be chokin, you could enforce the chokin, you could enforce the mechita. Must be that hezek ria is shmei hezek. Mar says, my la bakosa is not that you're building it with a wall. Mar says, lo, b'mesipas ba'alma. No, you have that little partition, a little line that we're drawing here, but there is no wall here. So again, we're reinterpreting this brisa to say that it's not called that hezek ria is lav shmei hezek. Let's do two more brises here. Tashma hachalonos bein milmala bein milamata bein mikinegden dalad amos. So let's say you're building a wall. So the wall has to be away from the window, either above a wall, 4 amos above the window meaning. So the window's here. That wall has to be 4 amos above, 6 feet above the window, because if it's lower, the guy could look into the window. Even though the window's lower, there is some angle you could see into the window. It has to be 4 amos above that window. And if it's below, it has to be 4 amos below, because otherwise the guy could stand on top of the wall and look inside. And so if it's 6 feet away, so most people are not 6 feet, 6'5", they could look inside. So 6 feet or so is a distance how low it has to be. And in terms of right against it, has to be 6 amos away, it has to not block any of the sun coming in. So these are the halachas of building a wall next to a window. And the Gemara quotes a brayse of Itani Allah, and on that brayse of Milamalan, why, as I just explained, why do you have to build 4 amos above the window? Kadesh Shaliyat, it's the Vira, the guy shouldn't peek in from below, from above, looking down at an angle. Milamatan, why do you have to build it below Dal Amos of the window? Kadesh Shaliyamot Vira, the guy didn't stand on top of it and look inside the window. And the connect then Shaliyafil, he shouldn't build a wall too close to the window, otherwise he's going to block the sunlight from coming in. So we see clearly that Hezek Ria is shining. That we're concerned that the guy, rather Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek, that we're concerned the guy's going to look into the guy's yard. So there are halachas of how to build a wall. The Gemara answers, no, Hezek the Bai is shining. No, the Hezek looking into a guy's house is very different than looking into a guy's chatzar. What a guy does in his house, he's not going to be dressed properly, doing intimate things, that's, everyone agrees, is real Hezek. But we're talking about Hezek of a chatzar. So right now, there are different levels here. Hezek the Bais, everyone agrees, is considered Hezek. Hezek Ria of the Rosh Hasharabim looking in, everyone agrees, is Hezek. Our Shaila here is Hezek of the chatzar of a Yachid. That's the question at hand, to which the Gemara, at least right now, paskins, it's not considered Hezek. Now, the other exception we saw was a Gina, but Gina wasn't Hezek Ria. Gina was because of Ayin Hara. It's a different, whole different category. Let's do one last Bryce, and then we'll stop here. Last price on the Amud says, Toshma, Damar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Gag HaSamech L'Chatzer. If I have a roof next to your chatzer, it's built on a mountainside, let's say. So my chatzer is next to your roof. So, you know, your house is below mine, but your roof meets my chatzer here. And this is my property. So now what's the halacha? So the Gag HaSamech L'Chatzer, Chavero, to his friend's chatzer, Osen Lomake Gavoa Dal Amos. You build a fence, a 4 amos fence around it. So we see you can. The Hezek Ria, it applies even to the chatzer. So Gemara says, shiny chatzim there is different. Why? Damar lei bal chatzim le bal gag. The owner of the chatzim says to the owner of the rooftop, lididik fi li tashmisha. Everyone, the chatzim is the main action. That's where most of my actions going taking place in my chatzim. Lididach to you, lo kfi li tashmisecha. In your roof, no one uses the roof. It's very rare that you go on your rooftop. So, lo yadana beya idna slikas vasa. I don't know when you're going to come to your rooftop to expect you to look into my chatzim. And therefore, and he writes at the on top of Gimel and Aleph, it's named Minach, to hide from you. I mean, if we both have the chatzir, the same playing field, so I know I always have to look out for you because you're using it as much as I'm using it. So therefore, we're equal. But you have a rooftop, so now I'm able to get some moments here where I'm by myself and walk around in my shorts without being concerned. But at any given second, you could just pop up without me expecting you to use it. So now my use to land is such an awkward type of thing. I could use it, I can't use it. So therefore, since it's uneven the way these properties are being used, I am able to enforce to build a fence between the chatzir and the roof. When it comes to two chatzeros, two courtyards where we both use it equally, I cannot enforce it. So that's the end of this discussion right now. And right now we're assuming that Hezek Ria is Lav Shmei Hezek when it comes to the chatzer in particular. Okay, we'll stop here. And tomorrow we're going to go through a whole other discussion, a whole Ikud Amri, pretty much the same back and forth, but just a slightly different angle. Okay? Shkoyach.